Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Join us, 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's you. And Conan.
And we're talking about Australia and this guy's plan to shuffle 4,000 12th grade students into a stadium escorted by police officers. And, you know, it's...
No, 24,000. They can do 4,000 a day.
It's 4,000 at a time. Yes. Yeah. Oh, 4,000 a day. That's what I meant. Yes. But let's go to the expert himself and let him explain to us what his great plans are.
You keep saying his. This wouldn't work unless he was supported by the people. So he has he has support. So this is.
I don't know how true that is.
If parents are sending their kids to this stadium, they must support it.
I was never really worried about Hitler. I was always worried about the people who supported Hitler.
I don't think very many Venezuelans support the Venezuelan government, right?
I don't think they do either, but I don't think they have a clue how to get out of it. And I think the people.
And why wouldn't that apply here?
I think the people who do know.
These people are locked up in their homes and they don't have any guns.
The Venezuelans that had a clue, who have a clue, they got out a long time ago.
You don't have to have a gun to say no. You can still say
no.
If the government texts you, which is apparently what they're doing, they're sending out notices to parents somehow, texting or emailing or whatever, and says, your kid needs to report to the Qdolphs Bank Arena. And then we're gonna give him a jab. You say, click.
Yeah, where's the backlash is what I want to know. But before we get into where's the backlash,
well, the news doesn't report on that. If there's backlash, you don't hear about it. Unless you're there in the midst of it. You know, we didn't get the news. The news didn't report on Nightcap when we went out every single Friday night last year for 36 weeks in a row, starting the very night that the governor put the so-called stay-at-home, whatever it was called, stay-at-home 2.0 in place.
Oh, we were there in numbers that night, man. There were so many cops out intentionally not looking at us.
Yeah, the news media didn't care about that.
And that's unfortunate. But let's go here. Let's see what this guy has to say.
Your children will be well looked after inside when they arrive. They'll be literally ushered. We'll have nurses. We'll have some of the youth command. We'll have some of the young police from the various operations within police.
He said youth command?
Youth command, whatever that is.
It's important to remember that this video has been creatively edited by someone. That little shiny sound effect you heard that caused me to both start giggling.
And did he also say... Young officers?
I mean, who doesn't love the idea of having your kids escorted to their jab by police officers?
Right. So you have the Hitler youth, your youth command, because that's what it sounds like to me. Yeah. Not only are they hall monitors, but now they're going to hold you down whenever you start to squirm and don't want to get you shot. And then they have young officers, because I guess they're young and they're not old, crotchety-looking dudes.
New South Wales Police Force Youth Command. It is the, let's see here, youth case managers and school liaison officers. So the equivalent of the cops they have at school.
Different, more cops and cops. Cops and more cops.
Yeah,
and some nurses, maybe.
And so the jingly sound that played is whoever edited this video, he's taking things like images and superimposing them on the video of the government bureaucrat who's giving this speech. So in this case, it's a picture of a bunch of cops.
Oh, see, I didn't catch that. I assumed this was part of their news presentation. Okay.
No, go ahead. You'll see the next one. It's pretty funny. We've got to stop it whenever it happens to explain what's on.
There's also a security guard standing behind this guy, or a police officer, of course, wearing a mask.
To guide them through as to where they go. They'll be looked after every moment inside the stadium.
I feel safer already knowing that they're going to have police looking after these 12th graders.
everywhere they go.
And they'll be well cared for, so mums and dads feel secure. We've got about 24,000 students we're aiming to get through next week. The messages will come out this week, and the opportunity is there, but really you've got to take it, grasp it with both.
What is that? Oh, it's Charlie and his golden ticket. He finally has his opportunity.
So this actually, this is taking place next week.
No, it actually is just wrapping up. I just saw this story last night. But again, we don't live in Australia, so we wouldn't hear all of the hell that these people
You're
are
right, Ian. I can't find anything on
that. And that's shocking, because we've been talking about Australia and New South Wales almost every day for the last week.
Sky News would cover this. I can't even find anything from them.
Sky did cover it. There's a story from them.
Okay.
Both hands. I know if you talk to any of our Olympians, I'll tell you, you just got to grasp opportunity, and this is an opportunity, so don't waste it. Mums and dads.
The great opportunity.
So it's all about the incentives. It's all about the golden carrot, or in this case, the golden ticket at Charlie's Wonka store or whatever.
But they're not offering them any incentive. It's not, hey, you can take your mask off at school if you take part in this program and get the jab.
He's saying it like it's the best opportunity that you could ever take in your life. If you don't take this,
because they've been brainwashed into believing it. Right, even though I'm sure everyone in New South Wales could take their kids down to the pharmacy and get them the jab if that's what they wanted.
I want to know about the backlash. There are got to be some Aussies. I know there are Aussies out there who aren't getting this.
They just completed the program, presumably successfully. Well, I mean, they just completed it, so yes, they completed it successfully. Whether they got all 24,000 or not, they completed it, and there wasn't enough backlash to make them stop. But this isn't a new thing, and we've seen it here in the United States as well, of schools vaccinating kids and giving them shots and stuff like that that the parents just don't consent to. It's less common these days, but it certainly happened as I was in school. I can't remember any specific details, but I'm pretty sure it's like there was a shot that they forced girls to get, and it didn't matter. I mean, they never even consulted the parents on the matter of consent. But I don't know. Maybe somebody out there remembers better, because I don't know. 603-283-6160. There's other stuff out of Australia.
Wasn't it one of those STD shots or something?
I tend to think it was, but I honestly just don't remember. But I remember there was some uproar about kids being forced to get it and their parents not even being consulted about whether or not they were okay with having a nurse give their kids some vaccine.
So this kudos arena, it's interesting what they're doing here. You've got a picture there of the students actually in one of these sessions. Aria, what does that look like to you? Can you describe it?
It looks like a hellhole. It's a big glass stadium building. They're in the entryway. There's a bunch of chairs. They're socially distanced to insane degrees. It looks like they're probably 10 feet between each chairs. The front rows are empty. Presumably they're starting at the front and going their way back. I don't know.
It's creepy, isn't it?
It's a bunch of kids in masks sitting there isolated, staring at their phones.
Yeah, it looks like a scene right out of Gattaca.
It sure does. Some sort of creepy, like futuristic, dystopian, Orwellian, you know, you name your crazy dystopian author. This is it. And there's also another story from themusicnetwork.com where they have just basically a puff piece story about the arena and how it's become a mass vaccination center. They apparently haven't had a single concert at this arena since February.
Well, they have to do something to make money, and I'm sure the government's paying them very well.
I bet
for this.
They are. They've literally converted the entire arena. They've got like the Steadicam shot of there's like a minute long video where it shows like the Steadicam coming into the actual like sports arena part where you would see the concert, and there's a ton of chairs on the floor in there. So you're looking at the outside like entryway where there's a bunch of chairs. There's inside the arena they have this.
Speaking of the chairs, though, because I do want to talk about those, because they don't look like normal chairs. They look like chairs that were designed to be so ergonomically correct that they're horrifically uncomfortable. They don't look like ordinary chairs, and they don't look like comfortable chairs.
There's another scene from the arena where they've got like, have you ever come back into the United States after traveling and they have like a kiosk? Now, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but if you've traveled within the last couple of, you know, probably at least the last decade, maybe even longer, there are these really creepy like police state Orwellian kiosks that you have to go up to and stick your passport in, and then it like scans you and it takes your picture and it prints it out, and you have to go and take that to the bureaucrats. They have these sort of looking obelisks basically that presumably the students must stand at and get scanned. It's just It is crazy. And then they show you, like, the back with all these workers and all the testing equipment. I mean, the amount of money that is being spent on this is very significant.
By the way, the vaccine that you were talking about, HPV,
that's
a vaccine for girls. It's to prevent a sexually transmitted disease. And so we need to vaccinate 10-year-old girls.
Because
that only makes sense. Oh. And now they're trying to vaccinate boys as well.
There's more. We want to hear what the students have to say about this vaccine. What are your thoughts on it? 603-283-6160.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I feel really bad for these high school students, these 12th graders in New South Wales. I was always sort of rebellious. I mean, it only got worse during high school. Imagine that. I was rebellious. So I can't imagine
that.
Yeah, I would have been lining up to get these shots. But after the propaganda that these kids have been exposed to for the last 18 months, I'm not terribly surprised that so many of them have swallowed it all. But before we go to these students, I want to tell you about video.freetalklive.com. As we talked about earlier, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel, it's one strike away from permanent deletion. My own channel is now has a strike and can't stream for a week. And sure, as soon as we come back, it's going to get the second strike.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be marked for deletion shortly thereafter. So we prefer Odyssey for our streaming. You can find that at video.freetalklive.com. It's also the only place where we stream the topless episodes of Wednesday night that we call She Talk Live, because it's myself and two cis girls, and we do the show topless. And it's a lot of fun. Check it out, video.freetalklive.com. It's backed up by a library, which means that, you know, anything we put there is stored on a blockchain. It's uncensorable. There's no YouTube to come along. There's no library to come along and say, hey, no, we don't like your content. This is medical misinformation. We're deleting it, because we got flagged for medical misinformation for over last night's show.
Mm-hmm.
And last night's show, we spent 2 hours talking about Afghanistan and then about an hour talking about Australia. We never even came close. We got way deeper into what they would call medical misinformation tonight. So anything you say that they don't like, let's just delete your channel
over. If you're counter to the government, you are going to be on the outs from these major streaming services.
Maybe that's what the person on DLive earlier meant when he told us, we won't be seeing you guys soon, but you will be.
That's probably because they reported us.
Fair. But we'll still be over there at video.freetalklive.com. Check it out. If you're sick of getting censored, that's where you should be. Video.freetalklive.com to find Odyssey. So let's go to these high school kids and hear what
they... By the way,
I keep calling them kids. These are adults. These are people who are in their 12th grade of high school.
Yeah.
At that point, I had been living on my own for like 2 years. To call one of these people kids is insulting to them.
Yeah, they're not children. They're certainly old enough to make their own decisions. And just so you know, this is straight propaganda that you're about to play here. The channel is Western Sydney Health.
Oh, I can't wait. Does it have the heartwarming music?
I don't know, actually. I've not been able to listen. I think this one's a little bit lower level, so you may have to turn it up compared to old Brad Hazard, the health minister.
It's just a jab. You've been getting vaccinated since you've been a kid at school, so I don't see the big deal of not wanting to get vaccinated.
I got it now, and it feels pretty good.
It felt great. It felt like I was becoming part of a bigger picture.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. That poor guy.
And you're wrong, kid. This is a little bit different. This is an experimental, non-approved drug that hasn't been tested on humans before. You are the guinea pig, and we're going to be finding out in the next couple of years what this has really done to you.
They should also ask these people in a few days how they feel. As I understand it, you're fine after the jab for the first day or so, but then it kicks your ass and you feel terrible.
Typically.
Yeah.
And not a day, but even 20 minutes.
Yeah,
but
some people have had fairly quick reactions.
There was that nurse who got the jab on live TV.
Passed right out.
And she got up and she was, you know, talking about her experience and whatnot. And she ended up passing out right there on the stage.
Jesus.
Didn't she die later?
That'd be something to look up. I'm not sure about that.
Zoe Buck is next to tell us what she thinks about the wonderful vaccine.
Oh, good. Just... like it's doing something for the community,
I think.
So,
virtue signaling.
That's how they managed to twist this. Because vaccines, classic vaccines, they offered you, the person who got the vaccine, immunity against the disease. And it did absolutely, there was no propaganda, no statements, no implications that it helped anyone else other than you. But COVID-19, as you pointed out, they've now changed the definition of what a vaccine is, where it's no longer about immunity, and now it's not even about the person who gets the vaccine.
It's about the community. Don't you love your community? Don't you care about other people?
I love my community enough not to want them being the guinea pigs in worldwide medical experiments.
And that's the way this has been pitched the whole time. Oh, you're not supposed to wear the mask for yourself. It's for your community.
Yes, well, I want my community to breathe and not wear masks in August 90-degree heat.
You know, speaking of communists, because this is what this is, and these are a bunch of kids, and they're all on board. I still use Facebook. I know you do as well, Aria. Ian, you've been off for years.
That's right, yeah.
They're on board because wearing a face mask isn't enough to make them feel like they're sacrificing enough. They're not enough martyrs just wearing a mask. They have to also
put your body into it.
Yes.
Well, the reason I bring up Facebook is because I'm starting to lose all ability to spend any time on this thing.
Good.
I've been that way lately as well.
I have all of my dank groups.
Mm-hmm.
I've been removed. They've been removed.
They took them off the whole site.
The whole groups have been removed.
Really? Dank memes have been banned from Facebook.
No. Dank groups, which and a lot of spicy content was on these channels.
That's because the terminology has changed. There are still such groups on Facebook, but they use a different way of describing themselves.
Well, let's talk during the break, unless you want to tell me.
Yeah, because it's not a word I can say on the radio.
Okay. but no, so not only have a lot of my groups been removed, Cats on Cocaine is still there.
It is. And I love it.
And the administrator is libertarian leaning. I know that he is, because he slips up sometimes.
I don't look at Cats on Cocaine because I'm concerned about the political leanings of the guy who manages the page.
Well, for the last 3 weeks, I have been inundated by group suggestions.
Mm.
Not straight up communist groups. Mm. I mean, straight up smash capitalism, workers' rights. Mm. Kill all right, punch alt right Nazis in the face.
And there's no reason that you should be being suggested this because those aren't your interests.
Exactly. I'm like, dude, I've been on Facebook for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook,
they
knows,
have your profile.
They know how I think.
Yeah.
I've seen my profile.
I do all, and I'm in a lot of libertarian groups, Mises, and I'm in Reason, and Fee.org.
Mm-hmm.
I'm straight up libertarian. They know this, and yet for the last 3 weeks, I have probably removed 24 communist groups, communists, Marxists, not just progressive left leaning people. And they're all meme groups. Mm-hmm. So there's pictures of some worker punching a corporate guy in the face.
The left can't meme.
They really can't, dude. And it's so sad.
So if I am being if this is coming across my feed, what are these kids, these young these 12th graders?
I don't know.
What are they seeing?
I will tell you that I'm not getting suggestions to join a bunch of communist groups.
Wait for it. It's coming.
I doubt it. But, I mean, I have a lot of people on my Facebook groups who are outright communists, who are in my Facebook circle of friends, who are socialists, communists, hardcore Democrats, Biden supporters, what was it, Bernie Sanders supporters?
Yeah. I don't see any of that.
Right, because are you only friends with libertarians on Facebook?
I have removed a lot of lefty people in this past year.
I added a bunch of this last year.
I couldn't.
So maybe that's the difference.
I shrank my bubble last year.
But there's definitely something wrong with Facebook, and there's something wrong with these kids. We're going to go back to what they had to say about how happy they are to be taking part, to be giving something to the community, being their own flesh and blood. 603-283-6160.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The death toll in the 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck Haiti over the weekend has reached nearly 2,000 as rescue efforts continue after Tropical Storm Grace stopped them with its arrival. Officials say that 1,941 people died in the quake, with nearly 10,000 injured. UNICEF has estimated that about 1.2 million people have been affected by the natural disaster that struck some of the more isolated areas of the country. Officials say many homes have been destroyed, leaving many people without shelter and limited or no access to fresh water, food, or health care. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the governor's office said that he is fully vaccinated and is tested daily, with this being his first positive result. Abbott is currently quarantining in the governor's mansion and is not experiencing any symptoms. The statement added that he is receiving Regeneron's monoclonal antibody treatment. You're listening to USA Radio News. Another 1,000 people were evacuated from Afghanistan on Tuesday after flights resumed out of the Kabul airport. State Department spokesman Ned Price says that more than 3,000 people have been airlifted out so far. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the way that U.S. forces were pulled out is an embarrassment. The Kentucky Republican tells Fox News that thousands have been left in danger because of the administration's policy.
It's an embarrassment to stain on our national reputation. There are up to 15,000 Americans stranded out in the country who presumably have to beg the Taliban to let them get to the airport, not to mention the interpreters who worked with us and other Afghans who were in danger because they cooperated with us. All of this is the aftermath of the decision first to withdraw and then to withdraw in a precipitous and incompetent way.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and in general, we here at Free Talk Live, we know propaganda when we see it, or when we hear it, because that's what we do. We're experts in propaganda because we spread propaganda.
It's true.
We just do libertarian, liberty-leaning, freedom-oriented propaganda, but ultimately we are propagandists.
I find the best way, the best method, is to first of all question everything. Especially authority figures.
I think you take it too far when you ask Australia whether or not they really exist, though. But if you value that, if you value skepticism, questioning the propaganda that the other side is putting forward, if you value us putting out propaganda to push back against them, join the AMP program. It's the best way to help us reach a larger audience, like the Freeman here has done. He's a silver level amplifier, which means he's given $5 per month, because that's all we ask. That's what gets you in. $5 per month. AMP.freetalklive.com. It is money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So, the Freeman, thank you so much. We're glad you enjoy freedom enough to call yourself the Freeman, and we hope you are indeed still free in this COVID-19 medical authoritarian hellscape that we rather accidentally found ourselves into. Accidentally for us. At least.
No.
So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com.
No. It's all been planned. They've been trying this for years, and they finally got one that sticks. And I think,
they have been trying for years,
yeah,
dude.
But they messed up. Now, if you look at the way that when it comes to impacting all of society with these delusional content, you have to have times of respite where you can actually recharge your batteries and you can get some breather. You get establish the psychosis, and then you give some respite. And I think that's what that whole you can take your masks off. The CDC
that
coming out.
That wasn't enough, though.
That was very straight. Everyone was scratching their head over that one. I was like, I didn't see that one coming. And then everyone got a little. They took their hazard lights off, and they're.
I think you're correct, because that was not enough of a respite to get the average person to be okay with masks again.
No.
I hang out with the average person, right, quite a lot. The non-libertarian people who are just trying to do their lives and do their jobs and stuff, and they are upset about the possibility that masks are returning, and almost all of them have said that was the whole point of vaccine.
And probably the same people said they'll never get a third dose. They'll never get a booster. And you know what?
No, they'll get a booster if it means they don't have to put on a mask. These aren't libertarians. They're just ordinary people.
But I'm saying there are a lot of people out here who say they'll never get the booster, especially the ones that have had adverse reactions to the first two damn shots. They said, not going to happen. I'm not doing this ever again. You know what? Mark is a prime example. He'll take the booster.
Sure.
To get on a plane or to get on a cruise with his mom one last time?
Yeah, but Mark isn't your ordinary person. He's not your average person just trying to work their job and live their life. You know, Mark's an activist, a libertarian activist.
Yeah, but he does a lot of things that we don't do, like travel.
Right, which prohibits him from being considered analogous to the average person that I'm talking about.
Right.
Mark is almost wholesale different from them.
Well, I think that we are in the valley of respite, where we're getting to catch our breath, because I think it's coming hard.
I think
we're going to see some of this Australia crap here in the States.
Absolutely. I mean, they're already gearing up for it. What they're doing is they're giving people a little taste of what life used to be like. Hey, you can go to a concert
exactly.
This summer. You can go out. You can go back to restaurants. Everything's cool,
man. You just got to get the vaccine freedom papers.
But then at the same time, they're introducing in the big cities these vaccine mandates. It's like, all right, well, you know what it was like. You remember what it was like. Now you just got to do this. Now you got to get this piece of paper. Now you got to show ID everywhere. Because remember, if you're in New York City and you want to go into a place, not only do you have to show the vaccine passport, but you have to show ID. So it's now an ID requirement to go into every single restaurant.
Where is the left on this?
I know. I thought IDs were racist.
Well, not anymore. All that's out the window. The left loves Pfizer. The left loves, the vaccine companies. The left loves mandatory ID because, you know what, we got to keep people safe.
How is this going to affect the illegal immigrants who are rightly here in the United States and who obviously don't have IDs because they're not here with the government's approval? You're going to tell me that the illegal immigrant now can't grocery shop, can't go to a restaurant and have dinner?
No.
Well, why is it the left fighting this tooth and nail?
Supposedly they're not restricting grocery stores, but then again, if you're in New York City, you probably don't go to the grocery store very often.
Unless the grocery store in New York City has an eatery, a place where people can sit down and eat. If it has one of those, then you're off limits, unless you're vaccinated.
But yeah, they're definitely going to roll out the Australian restrictions again. Things are going to be cracking down towards the end of the year, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I just don't think they're going to get away with it.
I totally disagree. They got away with it the first time. There's no reason why they won't get away with it again.
I know. That
people are institutionalized.
That's my feeling from listening to people out there on the ground, man, is that they're sick of it and they're not dealing with it again.
I hope you're right about this, but there's something to institutionalization. You know,
sure.
People get this way. And you know, when I was in jail the first time, when I spent like almost 60 days in jail for civil disobedience a decade ago, I was every single day, I was working in I was there on a sentence, so I was working in the kitchen, and after the kitchen duties or whatever, they'd change us out, so we'd have to change our clothes. They'd do a naked strip search, basically, where you had to bend over and cough, and some people are, understandably, they don't want to do that in front of another human being, right? Have somebody look at their butthole as they're bending over and coughing, and for me it was just another day. You know, it's no big deal. I'm completely institutional. I have no problem stripping in front of some sort of some fat bureaucrat who's leering at me.
Yeah, but you're generally like that anyway.
By the way, Ian,
it wasn't just me.
You bring up an excellent point. This back to the original article about mass delusion, which we didn't even get to the first couple of paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the guys, this guy named McDonald, talks exactly what you're saying. It's not unthinkable that the final outcome would be total societal control. He's talking about totalitarianism.
Mm-hmm.
The final outcome would be total societal control on every aspect of your life. Consider this. The end point of a mentally ill person is for them to be put under a controlled environment, institutionalized like an asylum, where all freedoms are restricted, and it's looking more and more like that's the end point of where this mass psychosis is heading.
Yeah. Well, you used to have a driver's license to go places. Now you have to have a driver's license and a vaccine passport and an ID.
And you've got people who have been conditioned for 15 months who just want to go back to being free, to breathing fresh air out in the open.
Yeah, and the government's going to put hoops in front of them, and they'll jump through every single one of them.
So, and they have convinced themselves that this is all right. Everything that's going on right now is normal.
Yeah, and they've got social pressure going to come down too, because and it was already coming down.
That's what crazy people do. They have to make you believe that everything's normal, everything's good to go.
Yeah.
So they spend all their time normalizing you, who are probably already, right in the head.
Well, before it was, if you want to ever see your friends and family again, you have to lock down, you have to stay at home, you have to jump through the hoops, you have to put the mask on, you have to get the vaccine. And now it's going to be, if you ever want to go out to eat with your friends, or if you ever want to go to a concert with your friends, or if you ever want to go and do the things you used to do with your friends.
Go to gym.
Because your friends got the jab, you need to get the jab now. You need to go out. You need to get the... All of the incentives are going to be there for people to jump through all the hoops and become completely obedient to this stuff.
And they're going to do
it.
And they're going
to
do it.
I've just been sitting here listening to the two of you talking about this, having a very lucid moment about, holy crap, that this is actually happening. You're right. This crap isn't going away. The people I've been talking to, they're not going to resist. They'll be unhappy about it. But they will put on the mask. They will get the jab. They will sign up for the stupid app that proves they're vaccinated or whatever. They will jump through all
of these
hoops.
They'll groan about it, yeah.
Yes. They'll complain about it, and they'll be unhappy about it, but they'll do it.
But at least I can go to a concert again.
I'm already faced with that, with this concert that I have next month, requiring me to either get a COVID test or to get a vaccine. It's insane. It's like... an open-air concert, by the way. Yes. The tickets for which were $600 and are now non-refundable. Well, I got VIP tickets. But they're non-refundable this close to the concert. Thanks, guys. You changed the rules after I bought the tickets? That doesn't seem right.
Doesn't VIP stand for very important person? aren't you above the law?
Maybe I'll try that and see how it goes. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't expect that.
You in your own little room or something?
They're not like there was a tier above VIP that probably has their own room. But what are your thoughts? Is this going away? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live here in New Hampshire, just a few months away from winter, and this will be the first winter that we've gone through since the emergence of COVID-19, because it first arrived here, so to speak.
First winter of the vaccine. COVID's been here for... We went through a winter.
Not really. I mean,
it came toward the end, it came out toward the end, if you will.
Yeah, there's some evidence that it may have been here earlier than that, but really it was widespread in February and March and very, very end. This is the first full winter we're going to have with COVID-19, and I want to know, how bad is it really going to get? How bad are governments...
No, wait, you're thinking wrong. It was, we went through a full winter, and it was this year.
This is the first year. This is the first year of the vaccine. It will be our first vaccine winner.
Yeah.
Oh, we are celebrating 2 years. 2 years of this crap. You're right.
It's
holy
a bit of a time
crap.
Warp, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's even worse, man.
That's even worse. do you feel even worse now that you just thought about it all the way through and you realize how long this has been going on? But it seems like it's become so normal.
The new normal.
It's definitely been kind of a time warp since all of this stuff started, for sure. But I've had sort of a weird year anyway, so I think
tell
that
me about
yeah.
it.
Displaced
a little bit.
Yeah.
So, well, that ruins what I was going to ask next, which was, you know, how bad are they going to lock down? Because a lot of states will at least attempt to mirror what the New South Wales government did. New Hampshire was relatively not as bad because it did have all of these exceptions to its stay-at-home request, which wasn't even really an order. So it's a good time to get to New Hampshire before this winter hits and COVID-19 spreads and the Delta variant and then all of the other variants start spreading and people freak out. Come to New Hampshire.
Yeah, get here before they lock you down and you can't leave.
Yes, I'm sure the people in New South Wales...
That's not a joke.
Clearly not.
Especially some of you, like, in some of these other New England states, like New York. Mm. Get out of there.
Yeah.
Like our new movers this week.
Well, look at the people in New South Wales, man. They can't leave if they want to.
Nope. They can't. There's literal checkpoints all over the place. The clip we played last night from the police chief there, or whatever he's called, was saying they're having thousands of police on the streets with setting up checkpoints, and there are helicopters flying all over the place, according to somebody that lives there.
And that crap probably won't happen here in New Hampshire. I can't make any promises, right?
They don't have the budget for it here.
Well, the federal government would subsidize it, I'm sure.
Oh, that's true.
But it's not unthinkable in California or New York City. But let's go to the phones. We got David calling from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, man, I tell you, I come from Missouri originally, so I was just checking the stats in various parts of the state. Greene County is down there where Springfield is, down near Lake of the Ozarks, and they lost 21 people since yesterday. Right? 21 people dead.
Of what?
Of COVID.
Okay, and what were
how many people average?
What were their ages?
Well, why don't you go to the page, the Missouri COVID page yourself, and do the study. 21 people.
Are you calling in to ask us to do your research for you?
Let's see. You all play. Your lies don't even match. You pretend that it's an imaginary disease.
No. I don't think we've ever said that.
The immigrants coming across the border are bringing it in.
None of us have ever made that claim.
Get your lies straight.
David, who are you talking to?
Get your lies straight. And if
David, you, David, if David, shut believe, up, David.
No, I'm not going to.
Yeah, you are, because I put you on hold. None of us have ever made the claim that immigrants coming over here illegally from the southern border, you know, the Republican talking point crisis.
That's exactly what that is.
None of us are Republicans. None of us have ever made the claim that these immigrants are bringing over COVID-19. You're back.
You just...
And you didn't stop talking.
5 minutes ago, you were talking immigrants.
What the hell station are you listening to?
David, okay, David, let me explain what I said about immigrants. You're on hold again, by the way. What I said about immigrants was that the left should be opposing these ID requirements that force people to have their ID to go into a bar or a restaurant or whatever in New York, because illegal immigrants are the ones being affected most by this because they can't get an ID, and that screwed up. It's outright discriminating against people who are here illegally, and it may surprise you to find out. We oppose that. You're back.
So Sturgis right now is doing their business.
Do you care to address the point that I just made?
Well, again, you're lying, because if you're going to claim that immigrants are the problem,
no, who said that?
Sturgis motorcycle rally spread.
Oh, super spreader event. You're right. Yeah, bunch of white conservatives at that event.
David, we listen to you when you say things. Okay, we listen to you when you make a claim and we respond to it. Why can't you listen to us when we speak to you? Aria just said very clearly she did not say what you said, and she clarified what she said. Do you want to try it one more time? Give him a third shot. Maybe he'll listen to you this time.
I said that people should be opposing the ID requirement for people to enter restaurants and bars and things like that in the state of New York because illegal immigrants who have every right to be here cannot get an ID from the U.S. government that would allow them entry into these places, which makes these requirements outright discriminatory against people who are here illegally, which I oppose.
Well, how many different types of bureaucracy do you want to create?
I want to eliminate all of them. I don't want to create any bureaucracies.
Do you want to stop an epidemic?
What epidemic?
Oh, well, an epidemic is it's regional. A pandemic means the goddamn thing has gone worldwide, right?
How would I stop an epidemic or a pandemic?
Stop giving bad advice on a national radio show.
Hey, David, I don't think you're hearing the advice we're giving.
Let's go back to his original point. He called in about Greene County, Missouri. He said, do your own research. I pulled up the numbers. David, I just want to clarify what you said. I want to make sure, because a good listener makes sure that they understood what the person said. And so that's the one way you can prove that you listened is by trying to restate what the person said. So did you say earlier that it was over 20 deaths in Greene County, Missouri?
21 days, since yesterday.
Allegedly from COVID?
570 dead yesterday,
whoa.
591 today.
Whoa, hold on. Was it 21? Okay, you're saying the total went up by 21, according to you. Well, according to Google, okay, you're saying this was on August 16th was the number of deaths, was 21?
And this is the Missouri Public Health, it's health.mo.gov.
Okay, according to Google, who's been tracking this.
Hold on.
Okay, Google gets data from, you know, wherever they get their data from, and by no means are they anti-government.
This is not Google.
Okay.
This is Missouri's health page.
Well, I'll take a look at that here in a moment. But according to Google,
David,
according to Google, which, again, is all about COVID, all about, they made their Google logo, had the letters had masks on them, and they had armbands on last week. Okay,
oh my God.
So Google's on board, all right? According to Google's numbers, on August 16th, which would be yesterday, there were zero deaths. Prior to that, there was one death or two deaths. Looks like two deaths on August 7th. And then, you know, there was like one death, four deaths here and there. So it might have been like 20 in the last... 7-day average was one. Let's just say there wasn't 21 deaths on August 16th, according to Google.
Go to the Missouri. You know that the governor of
Missouri I have a question,
is
David.
A liar, right?
Well, then why would we trust our numbers?
Page,
according
David,
to you, we're liars,
Missouri
too.
Health
David,
Department
hold on. Stop
page.
Talking. Please. I have a very simple
question. You want to lie and then you don't
no.
want me to answer.
I have a very simple question for you. Did you, at any point while Ian was talking, shut your mouth? Or did you keep talking through the entire
thing? Did you have him on hold?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I can tell when I'm on hold.
Did you listen?
As soon as you start lying, that's when I start refuting.
Okay.
And
so even though you were on hold, you sat there talking the entire time.
Instead of going to a Google page, go to the Missouri Health Department page. They have the stats for every county.
I suspect that Ian is doing that right now.
Why did you pick Greene County out of all of Missouri?
Probably had the largest numbers.
Well, no, I went to a county that I know you've got listener or affiliates in.
Okay, that's,
so
right, that's
good. So you've got KWTO. Let me go to all your affiliates.
He's done his research.
He has. I'm sort of surprised.
Because I'm talking to the people down there. They know me. I used to call KWTO.
They're probably glad you're gone. You finally moved to San Francisco,
well,
where you belong.
That new Zimmer company has censored me from all of their stations. And I've given data in all of their stations, and every Missouri station owned by Zimmer has got me cut off.
Is it because you don't stop talking?
They won't take my calls. Zimmer Radio is part of the problem. Zimmer Radio is trying to get their listeners.
Thank you so much for the call tonight.
I'm showing on a 7-day average deaths, one death, which is kind of...
Is that from the county site?
Nah, it's from usfacts.org.
I can't pull up the data on the county site. It's just spinning and spinning, so I don't know.
Well,
and you know what? I don't care if it's 21 people. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to all of a sudden turn and start advocating people obey the government.
Yeah, neither am I. And that's why we keep getting blocked and banned. So check us out over at video.freetalklive.com, especially for tomorrow's shirtless She Talk Live.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at projectpillowtalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.